When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Mark, you grab that side, I'll grab this side, and we will stretch this dollar. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Welcome to Money Savage Further. This is George Grumbacher. Our guest today is Mark Andre. He is a personal finance blogger who has been featured in Business Insider and Forbes. His site, VitalDollar.com, helps people start their own money-making blog. I'm excited to have you on. Mark, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. On a personal level, I live in Pennsylvania with my wife and our two kids. As you mentioned, I run a personal finance blog, VitalDollar.com. The site is about 2 years old, but I've been a full-time blogger since 2008. So at this point, it's a little bit more than 11 years. Before VitalDollar, I had blogs and a few other topics like web design and photography. I've sold those blogs. So I don't run them anymore. How I originally got started was in my 20s, my first few years after college, I bounced around a few different jobs, had a few different jobs, mostly in finance-related careers, and I just never found anything that really gave me what I was looking for. My typical pattern was I'd start a job, be there for a little while, I'd get frustrated, feel like I wasn't going anywhere and didn't have much of a future there. And so my response was to look for another job that I thought would be better, that would give me what I was really looking for. And, you know, it took me several years before I realized, like, this really isn't working for me. I've tried it a few times now, and it's not getting me where I want to be. I haven't really made much progress in the, you know, 5 or 6 years out of college. And so maybe I should try something different. And the last of those jobs, I was working as an auditor for a finance company, and I was at the job for about 4 years total. But a few years into that job, I started a side hustle doing some blogging. And at the very beginning, I was really just looking for a way to make a little bit of extra money. But very shortly after I got started, I started to get excited about it and see potential. And I thought, you know what? My career path so far hasn't worked out like I wanted it to. I don't feel like I'm really making progress. Maybe this is something I can do instead of looking for another job and going to a different company. Maybe I could do something on my own and turn it into a full-time career. And so I kind of poured myself into it at that point, and it took about a year and a half of doing it as a side hustle, but I did get to the point where I was able to leave my full-time job. And so it's now been about 11 years of a little more than 11 years of self-employment. So it was really out of a frustration with my career and my financial situation at the time that led me to, to really turning to a different approach and turning towards that side hustle as a way to make money. And so that's kind of why I do what I do now with VitalDollar. I'm hoping to reach some people who are in that same situation that I was in several years ago.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think that there's a lot of people who probably are listening and say, yeah, you know, I can certainly identify with what Mark's talking about. What did you study in college?
I studied business.
Okay. So did you have a background in I guess for lack of a better term, web design, in writing, because that's obviously starting a blog requires using the internet and then writing. You need to be able to write. So,
yeah, I didn't really have any background in writing. I mean, I've always been okay with writing as far as, you know, like school projects and papers and all that stuff, but I didn't have any experience writing. I'd never done freelance writing or anything. And to be honest, I was pretty intimidated at first, just uncomfortable with, you know, posting my articles online for everybody to see. But you kind of get comfortable with that pretty quick once you start doing it. As far as web design, my first blog was a web design blog, and I did have a very small amount of experience with web design. I took a web design course, an elective course in my business program, and we learned to create a basic, very basic website. And I continued to kind of learn on my own after that, you know, just from reading online tutorials and books and stuff. And it was something that always interested me. And that's actually kind of why I first started the blog, was I was looking to pick up some clients for like small business clients doing small business websites and stuff. And so I had this little portfolio site that I set up to try to land clients. And I wanted to get some traffic to it to try to, you know, convert that traffic into clients. And so my approach was to set up a blog, and it worked. I did get a good bit of traffic to the site, and I did get some clients from that. But what I found out was that I enjoyed doing the blogging a lot more than I enjoyed building the websites for clients. And so I never got real far with that. I kind of shifted my focus, and I did have some clients that I worked on. But for the most part, I kind of changed and just started focusing on the blog itself.
Got it. Okay. Well, fair enough. So was it that you have a passion for finance? You said that you'd worked in that field a little bit. How did you settle on that?
Yeah, I've always had an interest in finance. I've always had an interest in investing and managing my money and, you know, trying to save up for retirement and just general money management topics and stuff. But I had wanted to start a finance blog for several years, but it was just with other things going on with other blogs and sites that I was managing. I just never really had time to do it. And so after I sold a photography blog a few years ago, I did finally have that time and thought, you know what, this is something I've been wanting to do. I think at this point I have some experience. You know, I have some experience managing money on my own. I'm not a finance professional. I'm not a, you know, financial advisor or anything, but I have some experience with managing money, and more so I have experience with side hustles and making money and finding different ways to increase income and stuff. And so that's kind of how I settled on the blog and the topics that I cover there.
Got it. Okay. So let's just pretend that I go to Vital Dollar and let's just fast forward here a couple of months. The show's out. People are listening. They go to your site, and so we start some kind of a dialogue or communication. How do I start? Let's just assume that I work in the retail world, but I'm interested in starting a blog. How would you counsel me to? Is the first step deciding on a topic?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the first step. I think if you want to go back even a little bit further, I think one of the things you need to do is set aside some time, because blogging, it does take time. I think there's a few different approaches for side hustles. Like blogging is a great side hustle if you're looking to build something long term, do something like what I did with turning it into a full time income. There are other side hustles where you can start making money right away. Blogging probably isn't going to give you money right away. You know, like maybe you wanted to drive for Uber or something like that to make money right now, but that's not going to give you the opportunity to build a business that you could turn into, you know, an asset down the road. So I think kind of before choosing a blog topic, I would say evaluate your situation and see if blogging is the right side hustle for you. I think it is a great side hustle for somebody who has a long-term focus and is willing to and able to put in, you know, maybe 6 months of work or something before you really start to see any money from it. So I would say first decide whether it's the right side hustle for you. And then next I would go into deciding on a topic and also scheduling out your time. So it does take time. does take consistent effort. It's blogging isn't really the type of side hustle that you can do, you know, for 10 hours a week this week and then take three weeks off and then come back, you know, and do it a little bit and then take more time off. You kind of need consistent effort. You need to be putting in time each week and making some momentum. Otherwise, when you take a few weeks off at a time, you kind of lose your progress, lose your momentum. So I think you also need to find some time. Like for me, when I first started, my time was in the evenings after work, and also weekends. But it depends on your personal schedule, what you have going on. For some people, it might be getting up early in the morning and working before work. So I think that's also something you should think about, is when you're realistically going to be able to put in the time for it.
Yeah, I think that that's something I hadn't really thought about. You really have to know yourself to know if you're going to be somebody who will be happy and successful doing this. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate, you know, for lack of a better term, honesty, that it's going to take you 6 months just to, you know, sort of be working away at this. And then it took you a year and a half to really turn it into a full-time income. So it's not a short-term solution by any stretch of the imagination. But if you do put the time in, then it can be a very valuable asset. So, all right. So we figure out when it is that I'm going to be able to spend time doing this. You figure out a certain topic. Where do we go from there?
I think you need to consider what's going to make your blog unique. Like most topics, there's hundreds or maybe even thousands of blogs that cover similar topics. Like in personal finance, for example, there's, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of personal finance blogs. There's obviously different aspects of finance. Some of them are more focused on retirement. Some of them are focused on side hustles. Some of them are focused on specifically financial independence. Others might be on frugality or family finances. So there's all different aspects. So I think you need to consider what you want to focus in on, and then also what's going to make you unique. How are you going to stand out? So, you know, you don't necessarily have to be an expert. Expertise is one thing you could use to stand out. I think that's something that most people assume is like, you know, how am I going to stand out? Why is somebody going to read my blog if I'm not an expert? But if you look at, again, going back to examples of personal finance, there are a lot of finance bloggers who stand out just by sharing their own personal story. Like, for example, there's a lot of people with really impressive debt payoff stories. So maybe you're not a personal finance expert, but maybe you paid off $25,000 debt in the last year, or maybe you're working towards early retirement, or, you know, you have to find whatever it is that makes you unique that will help readers to relate to you. And a lot of, probably most blog readers relate more to a real person than they do to an expert. So for example, if you have a health and fitness blog, you may have an advantage being just the typical person that's gone through some sort of physical transformation. Maybe you lost 40 or 50 pounds or something. The average person might be able to relate to you better than they could relate to a professional personal trainer, because, you know, they can't really, if they're trying to lose weight, maybe they don't really relate to a professional, to a trainer, somebody who's in great shape, but maybe they do relate to you, someone who's been through some of the same things that they're going through. So you kind of just need to find that angle that helps you to connect to your readers.
Got it. Well, I appreciate that. And yes, how do you stand out in an ocean of sometimes sameness, or just kind of get lost? So, all right. In terms of trying to figure out what you want your blog to look like, how do you encourage people to, or the structure of it? I mean, I don't know if I'm asking the question the right way. How do you figure out what it is you want it to look like?
Yeah, I think I would start with deciding on what major topics you want to cover.
Okay.
And then kind of thinking about like subcategories, how these topics relate together. And then you can look at it and say, you know, maybe some of these topics are a little bit too spread out, and maybe it would be better if I could just focus on these main topics here to start with. I think it helps to keep your content a little bit focused. So for example, with Vital Dollar, when I was starting, I kind of had some thoughts about, like, you know, there's a lot of different financial topics. What do I want to cover? One of my main categories would be saving money, like reducing expenses. Another main category would be making money, things like side hustles and stuff. And I didn't really get into some other topics at first, things like investing. I'm starting to get into that now as I have a little bit more content on the blog. But I kind of focused on saving money and making money early on so that, you know, I could build up more content rather than having, you know, articles on every different possible personal financial topic out there. So I think kind of picking your main topics and sticking with a narrow focus, and then knowing that you can expand later if you want to.
Got it. Okay. I appreciate that. So, and then is there a frequency or a content creation guideline that you recommend?
You'll hear different things depending on who you talk to. Some people say you need to publish, you know, 3 articles a week. Some people would say publish once a month. There's different approaches you can take. I think for most new blogs, I think it's good to be able to publish at least once a week, because as a new blogger, you're going to be learning the most by doing. So, you know, your articles early on are probably not going to be very good. I think that's totally normal. Like, sure. Any blogger I know, myself included, when I start a blog and then like a year later, go back and look at the original articles, it's kind of like, I thought they were good at the time, but they're really not very good. So you learn, most of us learn more by doing than we do, you know, by reading or studying. So I think the more that you can write, the faster you're going to improve. And also, you know, a lot of your articles early on are not really going to generate a whole lot of interest. You don't have search traffic coming to those articles. You know, you're probably going to be working on building up an audience through social media or through some other, you know, way to connect with people in your community, trying to build up an email list. But getting more content is generally going to help you to grow a little bit faster in the early going. So I think I would definitely recommend 1 article per week. If you're able to do like 2 articles a week, that's good. But as a general rule of thumb, I would say try to get out at least 1 article a week.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Is there an area where people get stuck? Is it the content creation most commonly? Is it building an email list? Is that you see?
There's definitely several different things that people get caught up on. I think the biggest thing that I see is just a lack of patience or a lack of maybe unrealistic expectations people have when they start. So, you know, people come in and start blogging and they think, you know, I'm going to write these articles and people are just going to come to my site, and they don't really have a plan for how to get traffic or how to build an audience. And, you know, you write several articles and you look at Google Analytics and you see people aren't coming. And so people get frustrated and wind up giving up. So I think, in my opinion, the biggest thing is having realistic expectations and understanding that it is going to take, you know, I mentioned early on that you need to be able to be willing to put in 6 months before you really start to see much progress. And so I think that's, in my opinion, the biggest thing is just having that mindset of, yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to take some time early on, and I'm going to have to be willing to put in work without really seeing results, but it's going to pay off later down the road. Some of the things you mentioned earlier, like creating content and all, yeah, that does become a challenge. But I think if you have the right focus and the right mindset that you're going to learn as you go and you're going to adapt and you're going to stick with it, then I think you can work through those things.
I appreciate that. And then how does one eventually monetize?
There's definitely several different ways you can do it. Some of the most popular options are obviously putting ads on your site. It could be through AdSense, or it could be through a network like Mediavine or Monumetric. They basically, when you join a network like that, you just kind of put the code on your website and they manage the ads for you in terms of, you know, you don't have to find advertisers or anything. So ads are one option. Another option would be affiliate programs, where you are recommending other products or other services and you would get paid a commission if somebody makes a purchase, or maybe it's an app. If it's like, you know, someone signing up for an app, then maybe you would get commission. Each affiliate program is going to be a little bit different in terms of what generates a commission, but basically you're making money by referring people to other products and services. You can also create your own products. Digital products are very popular with bloggers. You know, it could be an ebook or a course, or, you know, some sort of checklist or download product or something. Other options would be sponsored content, where some company is paying you to write about them or mention them in your articles. So there's a lot of different options. I think affiliate marketing is one that is a really good starting point, because there are affiliate programs for every possible topic that you can think of. And any niche you can find affiliate programs. Amazon, for example, you can promote just about anything at Amazon as an affiliate. So there's options regardless of what topics you're covering with your blog. And affiliate really doesn't matter what other monetization strategies you're using. Affiliate marketing can fit in there as well. So even if you're planning to sell your own products down the road, you can promote other products that are complementary to yours, that don't provide direct competition to your own products. So affiliate marketing is definitely one I would recommend for everybody to look into. And then from there, you know, you can decide, do you want ads on your site? If not, you know, do you want to try to create a product to sell? So there's, you know, definitely several different options. The one that's been the best for me throughout the course of, you know, my 12 years or so blogging has been selling digital products. I think it also partly depends on what topics you cover with your blog. For me, with covering web design and photography, I was able to sell digital products because there's a lot that I could sell in those topics. Selling products to web designers and photographers, it was, you know, different files that people could download and use in Photoshop and that sort of thing. I didn't really sell a ton of info products. So I think it really, you need to think about, like, long-term what you want to do with your blog, and then kind of just pick the best option that fits with the direction you want to take.
Perfect. And you have a program that will help people with all these aspects?
I do. I have a blogging course that launched not too long ago called Blog Launch Breakthrough. And it kind of covers everything from starting a blog to getting traffic and monetizing.
Perfect. Well, excellent. Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and find the course?
My site is vitaldollar.com. And the information about the course is also on that site. There's a link in the navigation menu that says start a blog. There's also some banners and other things throughout the site. And if anyone wants to get in touch with me personally, if you scroll down to the footer, there's a link to a contact page, and that email will come straight to me. And that's usually the best way to reach me.
Perfect. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Mark your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to vitaldollar.com. Check out all the great resources. And it sounds like Mark's put together a great program to help you get started. So I appreciate that. Thank you again, Mark.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.